This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Rescue workers found chaos and destruction across the Indonesian resort island of Lombok on Monday after a magnitude 6.9 earthquake killed at least 98 people. Reuters' Ed Giles reports.
A man's leg buried under rubble. With the help of a group of local residents, he's freed from under a fallen concrete wall. This is one of many desperate scenes across Indonesia, where the death toll has climbed to over 90 people in a devastating earthquake. The 6.9 magnitude quake hit the resort island of Lombok on Sunday. Rescuers have been desperately searching for survivors, and the death toll is expected to rise, with hundreds of people injured and thousands of homes damaged. Officials say most of the victims were killed by collapsed buildings. Power and communications are cut in some areas of Lombok, and the military says it's sending in a vessel with medical aid and supplies. Thousands are now left homeless.
Reuters' Ed Giles reporting. The U.S. is about to reimpose sanctions on Iran. The European Union says they will institute new measures to protect European businesses from the impact of the U.S. sanctions on Tehran. AP's Charles de Lilleza reports.
The Brussels initiative aims to stop European companies from complying with US sanctions on Iran unless they have authorization from the European Commission. The strategy is to block the effects of US court actions in Europe and allow firms to recover damages arising from any sanctions from anyone who causes them. Brussels wants to keep alive the nuclear pact abandoned by the Trump administration, as leaders believe it's important for global security. Officials also want to keep economic and financial supply lines to Iran open. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. stocks are up in midday trading. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Police in Bangladesh say they have arrested a celebrated photographer for his posts on Facebook and statements in other media outlets about the student protests in Dhaka, demanding better enforcement of traffic safety laws and more protection for pedestrians near schools. The country's prime minister promises to grant the students their demands for road safety. In an interview with VOA, the Navy's top admiral says Chinese military vessels are now patrolling the northern Atlantic, and Russian submarines are prowling those same waters at a pace not seen since the end of the Cold War. Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson says the Chinese Navy is a global one that is both ready and capable of operating wherever Beijing wants. U.S. officials worry that Moscow may try to use its submarines to cut or tap into undersea cables that connect the two continents. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's trial resumes today, and its biggest moment will likely come later this week. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Manafort's facing financial fraud charges, but his lawyers say Rick Gates is to blame for any crimes that may have been committed. Gates was Manafort's so-called right-hand man, and after cutting a plea deal earlier this year with the special counsel's team on his own charges, Gates is expected to testify Manafort was deep into an alleged scheme to hide millions from the IRS and defraud banks. Manafort's lawyers have signaled they will put the blame on Gates and portray him as an embezzler and a liar who took advantage of Manafort and flouted the law without his boss knowing. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Venezuelan authorities have arrested six people they call terrorists and hired killers in what President Nicolas Maduro says was an assassination attempt against him. A group called the National Movement of Soldiers in T-shirts claimed responsibility. AP Scott Smith reports the attack on the Venezuelan president involved two armed drones.
These are industrial-type drones. The government says it's capable of carrying significant cargo. And one flew toward President Maduro, who's on a grandstand, and exploded in front of him. And the other drone, the government says, crashed into a building nearby about two blocks away. They say it lost control and crashed into a building and exploded there.
Maduro initially blamed Colombia and opposition supporters in the U.S. for the incident. Both Bogota and Washington denied any involvement. Residents of the Japanese city of Hiroshima today observed the 73rd anniversary of the dropping of the atomic bomb by the U.S. with a somber ceremony remembering the tens of thousands who died in the waning days of World War II. For more news anytime, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.